The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever noticed the sad irony that even though we live in an age of increased energy efficiency and gas mileage, we still use more and more fuel each year? And even though we're concerned about protecting nature, we're still destroying it? Well, the same thing is true for illegal trade in endangered wildlife. More and more people are concerned, but the animals and their parts still sell at increasing rates. For example, the internet has opened up a bustling worldwide venue for illegal trade, including live gorillas, baboons, and even tigers. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service reports that thousands of wild animals and animal parts, from live chimpanzees to whole elephant tusks, are illegally offered for sale online every day. The result is a cyber black market where the future of the world's rarest animals is being traded away. Poachers specifically target many wild animals to meet the demands of wealthy consumers in foreign countries, or to be sold as pets and sometimes even as food. All of these animals being sold were stolen from the wild. And though it's highly illegal to trade in endangered species and protections are in place, trade in wildlife is driven by consumer demand. When the buying stops, the killing will too.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.